in survival.
All right, we got Mr. Hope, and we are recording
live,
and we're live. So I guess that means it's time for us to kick our podcast off. The Fat, Bald, and White Show. It's recording. We're ready to go. So if you fart, it's going to be on the air for every single person that listens. All five of them.
Yeah, hey, they might be into that. You never know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't get any feedback. If you like farts.
Fat. This is the Fat, White, and Bald podcast, an OAE media production. Do not listen to this with children. Never listen to this with children. It will corrupt them. It will ruin them. It may make them Charles Manson.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
Oh, God. It's Corey's music. I've fought mud crabs more fearsome than you.
This is the part where you fall down and bleed to death. Must have been the wind.
Wait, what's she talking about? Our show? Hey, and we're off.
To the races.
Mr. Hope.
Three sheets to the wind.
Welcome. Oh, did we lose her?
She hated it.
She hated the opening.
She
hated the opening.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Can she speak out loud?
I have no clue. She's dead.
Dead to the world?
We'll have that. Corey, go ahead and read us some news while we're trying to figure out if Hope lives or dies.
Are we like voting on this?
On what? If Hope lives or dies?
Yeah.
No, it's not like beds? Survivor.
Oh.
No, we don't. Isn't that how Survivor works? They.
I thought that was a rigged show anyways.
Don't they like vote and then they kill the one they vote off or something like that?
Something like that. Sure, why not?
That would be how I mean,
that'd
survive.
Be the real Survivor.
So I would do Survivor.
You play that song.
So what you got this week, Corey?
Let's talk about stonks, baby.
What?
Fat stocks.
The fuck did you just say to me?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. What the fuck did you just say?
Stonks.
What the hell's that?
The way they're trendy kids. We have no demographics. We're trying to attract them.
We've got the perfect demographic.
We don't got the youth. We got no youth.
We don't want the damn youth. They suck.
Stocks. Well, speaking of them, they're the ones driving up the stocks. The damn millennials.
You're talking about the AMC...
Yeah, AMC, the GameStop.
Well, GameStop's kind of played out. AMC's played out. I mean,
they were played out before they even started.
I'd hate to know I was a bag holder on that. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I bought GameStop at $75. No. What is it? I bought AMC at $75, but any day now, the hedges is going to fold. They're going to be, oh, I'll be rich. I'll be driving my Lambo. You're a fucking fool if you think that.
And they say that. So
they do. It's the hedgies and Lambo, that's where they're at.
I mean,
I've always liked Lamborghinis, and they've ruined it for me.
Yeah, I don't want anything to be associated with me.
Is that all the news you've got, or you got something else?
I have something else. Let's talk about the Olympics.
I think we have Mr. Hope back.
Yes, I finally figured out how to unmute myself.
Oh, so Hope figured it out.
Play
the song.
Play her song.
Hold on. I gotta. I'm bad. I gotta get a drop in here.
Yeah. Do you know which one?
No. That's what with the womp, womp, womp. Oh, okay. I can pull that one out too. But no, I'm not going to. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I mean, maybe. So, yeah, the Olympics, that's like a thing, or maybe not.
What do you mean by this?
What did that word mean? What?
The Olympics, that's like a thing, or maybe not. Corey's such a great newsman.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyone want a newsman? Free charge.
Yeah, we'll send him your way.
Well, I mean, isn't it kind of like daily that they're just like, okay, yeah, we're doing this. Oh, wait, no,
that's
we're
what
not
I'm saying.
Doing this.
Like,
so,
is you is.
Go or ahead. Is you ain't. Is you is yeah. or is you ain't. Tell us. Tell us, please.
Is you is or is you ain't going to have Olympics? And the answer is, they don't know.
But they're going to have it.
I believe that they are. Today? I believe that they are. Because. What?
I don't think they will.
I think they will because we don't send Jill Biden just to anything.
They're going to have the Olympics. There's just probably not going to be anybody there. And who cares?
And they've said she's going.
So, I mean.
They should send Kamala.
Well, she won't even go to the fucking southern border. Why the hell would she go to Japan? That's where she's from.
Sure.
Go back.
Yeah. Get from around here.
What else you got? Anything?
I mean, that's all I get. Is that something else?
Not that I can think of. Brian made me watch this Shia LaBeouf video again a minute ago. That's pretty funny.
That's funny. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So we need to jump right into it. Wokeism. We need to talk about the wokes because they have really gotten under my skin this week. I learned something.
You isn't a woke.
No, I'm not woke. I'm asleep.
Is it the hedges?
No, it's not the hedges. Did you know that there's a black national anthem?
I mean, I saw the article that made the NFL people cry.
There's a black national anthem.
Since when?
That means this is segregation 2.0 is what that is.
But since when?
I don't know. It's when the king of all black people decided to make a damn national anthem.
They have
Jesse Jackson. I don't know. I have no clue when it happened. It happened sometime between the time that Apu was fired from The Simpsons and today.
I would say we could probably pin it a little closer. Or no, wait, that would be further back. I was gonna say since the Colin Kaepernick.
You think so?
Yes.
Because well, I mean, I don't even get this. I mean, look.
When he was fired, but I mean, you know.
Okay, forever. I'll be honest. Every single person alive has a racist or a racial bias, okay? We also have a sexual bias. It's just part of it, okay?
Everybody has bias.
Everybody's got bias. Doesn't matter. And then you hear these phrases like anti-racist.
What the fuck does that mean? That's not words. Those have no meaning.
Am I just supposed to like run around and protest the Klan now?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be okay? This is just me. This is just me asking a question here, okay? Because I'm not gay. I'm very straight. Okay, I'm married to a man who was born a man. Like I'm married to a man who was born a man. I'm a woman who was born a woman.
That she knows of.
Anyway,
she's got moving both. On.
As far as I know, that's how it goes. We are anyway.
Was it easier to chop it off or sew it up?
What?
I guess chop it
off. If you were born with both, it's easier to chop it off or sew it up. These are questions you ask the pediatrician.
I would think sew it up. But anyway, moving on. So, my question is that technically, is it possible that because I am straight, I am probably already going to be biased towards others? I mean, when I go...
You hate gay people.
But no, I don't hate gay people.
Yes, because you're straight, you hate gay people.
Well, no.
Fag basher.
I mean, is it wrong? I mean, I feel like if I was dating now, like if I wasn't married...
You're dating
and
gay people?
No, but will you shut up? If I was dating now, I would feel like they would get upset with me because I'm not open to being bi. I'm into men, period, the end. There's no, you know.
Who are these two men you're in?
Anyway, my point is that technically I would be biased because I apparently on my, if I was on Plenty of Fish anymore, or whatever the newest thing is, that I would pick
Seeking Man. No. That's the thing is that the gays and the women, okay, and this is really going, whoa. They're mad at dating apps because they're biased against people who are gay, tranny, whatever the fuck, you know, alphabet soup they want to pick. And women are mad at the dating apps, even though most of the dating apps are made by fucking women. They're mad because they're part of the male establishment, these women who made these dating apps. And they say that dating apps are predatory toward women.
All right.
And apparently gays. That's what they're saying about that. Look, the whole thing goes back to...
Well, I mean, you know, do we not live in a free society where if you don't like it, you can make your own damn
life? No, we don't anymore.
Apparently not.
No, we don't live in a free society anymore. It's if they don't like it, fuck you. You're just going to have to get over it and change, you goddamn unwoke motherfucker.
No.
I don't get how you don't understand that.
I don't understand.
I never once thought that I would see where I could have something in common with Trump people. But this is sort of one of those things that I'm like, you know, I kind of get y'all's point.
I don't. Because you don't,
not the worship of Donald Trump and the sucking of his cock.
Not even that. It doesn't, that's not the point. The problem is that, okay, with every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, okay? So the problem is that when Donald Trump came in and swung the pendulum really far right, it had to take a swing really far left.
No, I determined yesterday that Donald Trump was just a replacement for Larry the Cable Guy. And I proved it. Because before you had Trump flags, you had Get Her Done flags. Before you had Trump stickers, you had Get Her Done stickers.
No, you are wrong. Before you
had Trump hats, you had Get Her Done hats.
You are wrong. I'm
not wrong.
You are wrong. You forgot. Am I wrong? You forgot the duck people. There you go,
because I'm male, I'm wrong.
You forgot the duck people.
Wrong.
Will you hush? You forgot the duck people.
Oh, the duck people. I did. Okay. So there was a step. It goes Larry the Cable Guy, duck fags. Then Donald Trump. Okay, I fucking forgot. But
before Larry, there was Jeff Foxworthy.
Right. Well, before that, there was Ingvall, and then Foxworthy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they embrace Ron White, who's actually fucking cool?
Because he's fucking cool.
Is that where it's at? It's really just the
shallow
issue.
Ego.
So was it cool for the Simpsons to get rid of Apu?
I don't think so. I like the Apu. I thought it was fine.
I mean, but because we have to be woke now, we can't have Apu anymore. You know, the fact that is that almost every fucking gas station you go to, there is an Indian person running it.
Look, you call any 1-800 number. That's who you're talking to. I don't care what they say their name is.
My name is Tom.
Yeah, sure it is.
We're going to get canceled now because I made an Indian accent. But look, the thing is, That we have to do so much shit now because, oh, we're woke. We're so woke. Which might be what's the fuck's wrong with this planet.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, think about it. All these billionaires trying to fucking escape the planet. It may just be where we're at.
I think that says a lot. The fact that billionaires are trying to get off this planet says a lot. Like, it may be irredeemable. And it's because all those stupid millennials putting avocados on their toast.
I think they're just getting ready to fire those space lasers.
I mean, planet. I would try it.
Space planet what? Lasers?
Avocado on toast.
That's
I like avocado.
This is the first thing Brian's had to say, and it's the least interesting thing he's ever had to say in his life. Oh, I need avocado on a fucking toast.
I get boring. He can get boring too.
So, I mean, seriously. Well, it's not working. I was trying to do the drops, and it's not loud enough, so that's not working.
Hope's fault.
So
it is.
Oh, it's the PC's fault.
I blame Hope.
I blame the wokes.
Probably. It's probably their fucking fault, to be honest with you.
I blame the hedgies.
But, I mean, seriously, where do we land at on this? I mean, you've got all these woke people out there. I mean, where do we go? We can't make a joke. They say, are you going to get canceled? I mean, look, I hate to say, I disagree with Tucker Carlson because he's not canceled. He's talking to an audience of 7 million sleeping people each night who are sitting back in their recliner and they fell asleep after their dinner. Okay.
Do you think that's what it is? You think it's subliminal messaging?
But the fact of the matter is,
yes,
is that he's sitting around bitching about cancel culture. Fuck, cancel culture is a real thing.
It really is.
But it's not canceling him out. I mean, because he's playing he's playing the victim card.
It's canceling the wrong stuff.
No, don't misunderstand. That the right will cancel just as hard as anyone else on the left will.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, who was the first one banning books and shit? I mean, they got...
What I'm saying, but that's the problem with the pendulum, is that they go crazy and they cancel the wrong stuff, like Burning of Mice or Men, or whatever the name of that book is.
You know, that fucking book sucked. I'd burn two copies.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, pick. I mean, anything in the literary canon almost is like awful. It's just
that's
terrible.
That's
not true.
That is awful to read.
That's so not
You got
true.
A choice here. Read the Canterbury Tales or kill yourself. I'll do that kill myself 10
you
times.
You leave the literary canon alone.
Yeah, but you're an English major.
I like the
yes!
better.
Of course you like the literary canon. No, you don't even. That's not even. That's a fucking lie. You don't like. Howard's End is in the literary canon, Hope.
I didn't say I liked all of the canon.
Leave it alone.
No, I don't
That's
say
what
I,
you just
I
told
did
me.
Not say.
You don't like it, but she's not going to cancel it.
Yeah, you know what? It's there. Clearly, there are people who like it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been forced to read it.
People that have PhDs
that have nothing better to do but to analyze a boring piece of literature and go, this should be in the canon. I keep waiting for the day that they start. You know what? I'm going to start a new petition when it comes to... Because I imagine it must be some big meeting place that happens and they decide what goes in the canon. And I'm ready for 50 Shades of Grey to be in there. Why not?
Look, I'm going to tell you later on about a new thing that the wokes are up to that's going to piss you off. But anyways, I'll tell you later on about that. But seriously, these wokes are worse than the Christians in the first half of the 19th century. Like, they're worse. Yeah,
14th century.
Yeah, get down.
Are they going around on crusades still?
Goddamn motherfucking Spanish Inquisition. I mean, they're getting there.
Well, I guess what I don't understand is, in a way, and I'm not going to pretend to understand what's going on. I'm just not. But it seems to me that they're almost canceling their own culture by doing away with some of their past. I mean, I think some of the things that they're canceling, they're not even really celebrating why it had to be the way that it was. Like the Aunt Jemima thing, the syrup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm all upset about that.
I mean, why can't
fucking
they...
woke syrup, you know. I've got to
I mean, I don't have a problem with
got
the
it.
Fact that they changed Aunt Jemima.
Give my syrup a slave name, motherfucker. I want my slave syrup.
But I think the story of how the syrup came to be and who... I think that's a fantastic story. Put it on the bottle. I'll read it.
We were always Mrs. Butterworth in our house.
You know she was a slave, too.
Are you know that? What? She was a far better slave than Aunt Jemima. She was married and respectable.
They took the Indian off the butter.
What?
Yeah.
The Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes.
So not only gone. Did we steal their fucking land, we stole their goddamn butter brand.
The Land O'Lakes. Sorry. Well, that's why they had to take her off. That's why they had to take her off. Because y'all keep referring to her as an Indian. And she's clearly the Land O'Lakes Native American.
Fuck that.
Native Butterkin.
But we still can keep the cracker in the barrel.
Look, I think that's different. That's because yes.
Is it? Have you been to one?
I mean, no. It's where honkies go to die. I mean, you know, that is like Honky Land General or
a
something.
A barrel full of crackers.
And it's all old honkies too. It ain't
especially Sundays.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everything about that screams its name.
Yes. Welcome to the joke.
I mean, I'm serious. Just everything about it, just including the merchandise they
Pulled
sell
up
inside.
5 minutes late. That's what we're talking about. Pulled up 5 minutes late to this one.
That's all right.
The rocking chairs on the front porch.
Checkerboard.
Reminds them of their old days on the plantation.
That stupid
I'm surprised
little.
They don't have black people cutting the grass or something outside.
That stupid little golf tee game.
It's just,
understand. And I can't win. So get it.
It's gonna let her, just gonna let her go on.
Yep. Okay. I have I one. One.
Just gonna let her go on. Oh, man.
One none.
But yeah, so I mean, like the Apu thing, though, that's I don't even understand why people are like pissed off about that.
Is it because they eat children?
Who?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Who eats children? Apu ate children?
Has eight children.
Oh.
The octuplets.
Look, I mean.
Well, Octomom wasn't.
That's the thing. Is these dickheads need to think about this. Is that actually introduced that culture to a whole brand of people who've never seen it? Because I'll just be honest with you. I lived in the middle of Podunk, Toccoa, Georgia. The first fucking man from India I ever seen was probably around 2000-ish. I mean, our gas stations were named like Bev's and Buck's and were ran by an old white woman and a fat old white man who smoked cigarettes. You remember this?
We went to school with one.
Bev? Yes, about the time. No, we went to school with one Indian person. His dad was a fucking doctor. Okay, I mean, those were the options. Doctor, gas station, hotel. We didn't have a hotel.
We had like one or two Indians.
The hotel franchise picked up about the time I was in high school.
But I'm just saying, yeah, they bought all the crappy ones out. But
I think they played soccer.
But I mean, oh yeah, make it even more story. Well, they played some foreign games.
Well, if you're upset about the Apu thing, what about Pepe Le Pew and they're taking away
Mr. Potato Head.
And Mr. Potato Head, they took away
the gun. They didn't take Mr. Potato Head away.
What about Cat in the Hat?
I don't care.
Elmer Fudd's gun.
No, I do buy that, but that would bother me. Did they really take Elmer Fudd's gun?
That's what I heard.
They gave him a grilled cheese.
What did they replace it with? I'll get you in my vibrato wabbit. I mean, I don't even know what the hell they would do that with.
Well, I mean, clearly, with the recent Looney Tunes, they have made him into a businessman where he comes home early and makes his grilled cheese. What does he need a gun for? He doesn't hunt anymore. He's quit hunting. He's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they've quit playing now. Not when I say they, not everyone has quit playing Pepe Le Pew cartoons.
Now, to be fair, we don't really know what Elmer Fudd did in his real daytime job. We only saw him when he was on vacation hunting.
Right.
When we were growing up. We never saw him working.
Look, there's plenty of crazy people that go sit in the middle of the woods.
Apparently, I'm more concerned. They replaced his gun with a scythe.
How is that better?
Yeah, I don't know how that's any better.
I'm more concerned. Well, so what did they do with Yosemite Sam? Oh, yeah. What did they do with Yosemite Sam?
Oh, ball and eat a grilled cheese.
Go ahead.
What did they do with Yosemite Sam? Put a MAGA hat on him?
Probably.
I mean, I can see it.
Then it's simple, I could totally see that.
Wee! God dang. Well, stop the steal, motherfuckers.
He's the leader of that.
He's a proud
go run us an insurrection, motherfucker. Wee!
Isn't he like supposed to be. Isn't he like supposed to be from Texas or something?
Democrats.
Rootin' tootin' shockin' you Republican.
Yeah, so, by the way, I want to jump off subject. So, Brian's found this really cool new product that's going to be on sale soon. It's called Dolphins. What, Smuckers? Yeah. What Brian tells all about it. Read it to us. Read the
blurb.
Yeah, let Corey read it. He's the newsman.
Corey, read this blurb?
Yeah, Corey's the newsman. Just start at the part where they're describing it.
The instruction part.
Yeah, this is a.
This will be blown off the shelf.
Yes, this will. It'll be on Fox News every freaking 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Old men will finally be able to get the thing they've wanted for so long. No longer will they have to worry about texting to get testosterone back or a better love life. They can just get this shit.
All right, so.
Take it away, Corey.
Okay, so female dolphins have vaginal secretions that make a male dolphin just come over and over and over. From this point on, I will call these secretions dolphin pussy jelly. Scientists were like, holy shit, dude, we got to test this, you know, like for science. So the scientists collected a sample of said dolphin pussy jelly
and had a test primate. They swabbed it on the male primate's dick and sat back and watched the show.
That's not creepy.
Yeah. Well, that's how science works.
I won't watch this eight nutted sex.
That's how a science do, Brian. Now, you see, it worked, but it worked a little too well. The monkey straight up had a heart attack because it just used all of its energy into just fucking coming. And then so it goes on to say, I want to live in a world where this is a commercial product. I want to say, you know what? I want to die, and I know what to do about it. I want to live in a world where I can go into my local grocery store,
slather some Smucker's,
pick up a bottle of Smucker's Dolphin Pussy Jelly, and just fucking cum myself to death.
Do you not think this will be the most hot-selling product on Fox News?
I think it's a new way for, it's a nicer way for Dr. Kevorkian to come back.
He can't come back. He's dead.
So I just think, you know, prisons, instead of having lethal injections,
dolphin pussy jelly.
Give them their last meal and their last nut.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, as the Joker said, you got to go with a smile.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
That's more of what. So back to this what's wrong with our planet thing for a second. What do you think is the reason the billionaires are bailing on us?
Because Captain Planet's not.
Where are they
going
to go? I mean, they're trying hard to get the fuck out of here, but they.
Well, they got space base up there. Where are they got? What is it called? The International Space Station?
Is that where they're going to go? They're going to go live on the International Space Station.
How hard is it to shoot a few Russians who have got bone density issues for living in space?
I don't know if you can fire a firearm in the... Okay. Branson?
Go on a space walk.
Branson, yeah. That's...
The pod bay doors out.
That would be a bit mean. Just saying.
And no one could hear you scream in space.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Right now, though, we have something fun. We have.
Commercial?
No, we don't. We do have commercials, but not going in this one. We have, and now old people's. That's what's going to be coming up now. And now old people. So, this old people's take on wokeism this week.
Okay.
So, there we go. All right. So, I've been hearing about all these media folk talking about being woke. So, I decided to dive into the wokeness and figured out just what this movement is all about. The one thing I did was learn... The one thing I did learn is it's a rush to making this country a safe haven for those who feel offended easily. Either that or it's just going to turn us all into goddamn pussies. In fact, when someone says, I'm woke, it's the equivalent in modern English for saying, I'm a little bitch. Don't jump to conclusions. Though, wokes don't just live in the left side of the political aisle. They're on the right, too. Right-siders are being woke, too. Anti-vaxxing is a good example of right-wing wokeness, putting you and your family's lives at risk to resist something like a vaccine is as dumb as hooking jumper cables to your nutsack so you've got power in a relationship. Look, at Tucker Carlson, he says that he's falling victim to cancel culture. Yet he pisses and whines and moans to an audience of millions each and every night because he's a victim. On the left, we have another example. We got the AOC. Anyone on CNN or MSNBC, but the most dangerous wokers are the militant feminists. They hit the world by storm with the Me Too movement in 2008, literally making it anyone who's ever fucked a possible target of a sexual assault claim. Being woke
is a byproduct of the I'm special culture facilitated in our world today. Our kid is the best. My view is right. Everyone deserves to win. If my side lost that view, well, it's my duty to remind you, you're not special. Your shit does stink. Fuck you and your damn poopery shit. Your shit still stinks. Grow up, Americans. Embrace your manhood or your pussy or whatever God gave you. Say to a woman how nice her ass is looking and fuck the media's attempt at making you docile and one of those dudes without nuts. Fuck wokeness and the French. I'm sure they started this shit some damn hell.
We're back on the Fat, Bald, and White podcast. Corey, Brian, Mr. Hope.
Was that the Black National Anthem?
No.
It all made me hungry.
Didn't say nothing about fried chicken. Wasn't a thing in the world said about the fried chicken. And me, the one that'll get the death threat now. Blake.
Brian's going to top that. So, for the American National Anthem, when you stand up, you take your hat off, put your hand over your heart or whatever, Does this one, do you pull your pants down around your ankles and hold a gun sideways?
No, you take your work boots off.
What work boots?
Okay. So, anyways.
What's our Twitter again?
Fat, Bald, and White.
Y'all are terrible.
And by the way, we also have a Patreon if you like this racist rant. You can join us on Patreon and find us there at Fat Ball. Well, Batman joined us.
I heard you were looking for the
snow. No, go away. We don't
hang up on the quick.
We did.
How many times we gotta tell that dude that wasn't the joke?
It was Joel Olsen Batman. Go away. So, anyways. Can't even figure out the difference between the Joker and Joel Olsen.
Maybe there is no difference.
There probably isn't. So, anyways, we've gotta talk about some really big news. Guess who's number 3 in the polls in the California governor's race?
Me?
No.
Joel Olstein.
No. Shia LaBeouf. No. Yeah. Not him. Bruce / Caitlin, whichever, identity it's going by, Jenner.
You're going to get hated.
I'm going to get hated?
Yeah, you're going to get hated now because you used her dead name first.
No, cut your dick off, and then I will call you Caitlin.
It's still her dead name.
Bruce, cut your dick off, and then I'll call you by your girl name.
Well, hold on.
I will only refer to you as Caitlin when you're on stage.
Well, hold on. Okay, if you go before the court, okay, and you file documents changing your name to Gobble Knocker Wilkinson, okay?
No one's going to call me that.
But you know what?
In fact, everyone never proud, folks.
No one is going to call me Gobble.
In fact, that's your new name, Gobble. We're protecting the court on his behalf.
He's insane. We want to change his name to Gobble Knocker. Yeah.
Make it so. So, Fat, Bald, and White, the Gobble Knocker
is going to be the God Knocker saga. So, anyways.
The great. Sorry, continue gobbling off.
You're not going to get that catch on, dingus.
By calling you Kevin or Blake or whatever your name is, okay? Other than Gobble Knocker, that's an insult because you went before the court and called yourself Gobble Knocker. Like what is it? A reality winner.
That's the reality winner. That's the thing, is it wants to be treated as a woman, and it's not a woman.
It's just like, it's a boy named Sue, but it's a boy named Caitlin.
And what happened to the boy named Sue? He got his ass kicked. So Caitlin's he's got a lot of catching up to do. I mean, it made him tough.
He can't back win any more medals.
Back when he was Bruce, he was the man. He was on Wheaties boxes. Now he's Caitlin. He barely looks like a man.
He's on got a TV show now.
Does he?
Maybe. Yeah, didn't he do like he has a cooking show too?
Oh,
yeah, he was doing some cooking show one day. I thought,
and now we're gonna cook sausages. You know, I have no clue why this got stirred. Is it really just California is that desperate for entertainers to run them,
or no one else is available?
I mean, is he entertaining?
I mean, I've never seen his drag show. I've never seen him on stage.
Would you though?
If Bruce came to town, if Brucey came to town, yeah, I'd go watch.
He's not coming here.
Well, okay, if he came to Atlanta and did a show, I would drive down and watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
He'll go.
Yeah.
No. See,
it'll be at the pickle jar.
He'll go with me. What he really meant to say was, I'm going to drag you down there too. That's what that really meant.
We'll make a day trip of it. All of us go.
It'll be at night.
We'll make a night trip of it.
We'll watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show after too. Corey's got his suspendies.
That was his whole act.
Corey's got his thong and suspendies ready to go. He's got this. He's ready for this trip.
Do the pelvic thrust.
You know the little suspendy things that hold their stockings up?
Are you talking about garters?
Yeah. The leg suspenders. That tells you how little I know about it. Okay, I'm definitely not a cross dresser.
I know less. I've not even seen that. I don't even know.
You've never seen Rocky Horror?
Yeah, we have this discussion every time this comes up.
I'm
every
sorry.
Single
That's
time.
Like, isn't that like the gay anthem?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I
thought
think
it
like,
was Climb Every Mountain.
No, I mean, I figured like you guys have to, like, don't
break
you guys?
Every back?
Is like, break that, every back.
That's based
Is that not like part of orientation? They set you down and show you Rocky Horror Picture Show and introduce you to Lady Gaga.
I think
he was sick during orientation.
Welcome
to Judy
gay
Garland.
Orientation.
I don't have a copy of the agenda. I'm not invited to the meetings. They don't even tell me. I'm not in the mailing list. I don't know.
We know what to get them for Christmas.
So you've decided you're gay. I'm local celebrity. I'm celebrity senator Lindsey Graham here to help you get associated with yourself.
I don't have a bedazzler. I mean,
that's just getting stereotypical there, Corey. Bedazzler. Yeah. That's
don't be
shame on you.
Yourself.
Do gays really use bedazzlers?
I don't know.
Who? I thought it was just like prepubescent teen girls using.
Isn't that the same?
Isn't that the same?
I don't know.
Are you sure you're a gay and not a pedophile? I mean, if you think they're the same,
why can't he be both? Why can't he be both?
I mean, the Christians think they're the same.
No. You're wrong.
Oh, am I?
Pedophiles are better than gays. Gates.
Yeah.
Gates is a good Christian
man. They
get
to be
priests. Right.
And clergy.
That's right.
They get to lead you in prayer.
They're going to heaven.
You can vote for them.
Well, that and prepubescent, you know, tomorrow's wives and baby makers.
You're talking to Baptist.
Yeah.
So last week, I really wanted to get to this, and I had this really cool drop that I was going to bring in, and it's not working. So anyways, I wanted to do trannies in sports.
What happened to the old people we were promised?
It plays.
Oh, did it? Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought I was going to get to hear it.
No, you weren't going to. You got to hear it live.
So
you're
fine. I need to hear it again?
Corey, for God's sake, these are things called podcasts. We can edit shit in afterwards. I don't know if you understand that or not.
He doesn't. It's magic. Computer magic.
It's magic. It's the magic.
The
yes.
Magic of technology. The
devil.
The
devil.
So I wanted to do trannies in sports last week. We got abruptly cut off, if you were listening, after I said something about Jason Aldean and a shooting. So I believe that the government got involved and cut us off. Yeah, government. The
government came and took our podcast.
That's right. They came and took our podcast. We're going to talk to Larry next episode.
next episode.
Next episode, we're going to have Larry in studio for about five, maybe 10 minutes. We're bringing
him here?
Yes.
Has he got a bag over his head? I don't want him knowing where we are.
He was brought in an indiscriminate manner.
There ain't nothing about Larry indiscriminate.
Yes, there was. We spun him around 30 times and pointed him toward the house.
But did you spin his personalities around 30 times?
Oh, we spun him around 30 times for each personality. So we should be good.
Yeah, you know what?
I got bat shark repellent and sprayed him in the face. And we're in good shape, I promise.
Is that the same as chloroform?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with him being here. Last time I was here, he shit in our mini fridge.
Well, that happens. But, you know, it's a risk we're willing to take. And it was your mini fridge, by the way. We use the big fridge. It's because we're not short. We can reach things on shelves. But, you know, the thing is trannies in sports. So this goes back to our woke talk, though, from earlier. Everybody's all upset about high school sports.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all mad because you in high school sports now, it's fine for a little boy to say, I want to be a little girl who's weightlifting on the girls' weightlifting team.
Is it?
In certain states.
Okay. But?
Well, what do you think? Is that not an unfair advantage?
I mean, I would think so. Look.
I mean, look what's going on in the Olympics right now. There's some dude pretending to be a girl. I feel so free since I've transitioned. Exactly that. You know.
Here's the thing. Okay, look. Here's where it comes down to. Here's my feeling, folks. You've got gender and you've got sex. Okay? Sex is what's between your legs. Gender is a social construct. Now, gender, whatever. Gender can be whatever. That's irrelevant. The sex you've got determines...
What the hell did you just say to me? Gender is a... Well, gender can be... I mean, that was a George W. Bush.
Let's go further and go chromosomal. Because you can't change your chromosomes. You're either XX or you're XY.
Got some supplements.
You can be XXY.
Dolphin pussy jelly. That'll do it.
See, where was this at when we were in high school?
This is why there are still males alive, is the fact that this wasn't around, because we would have died in high school. And could you imagine being the parent walking in and finding the wall covered in splooge, and your kids sitting there with their dick in their hand dead?
Not the pussy jelly, the whole identifying.
Oh,
yeah, I identify as female, so I'm going to the female locker room.
That's why there wasn't dolphin pussy jelly when we were in high school.
There wasn't science on that yet.
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
See, like, when we were in high school, you know, if we were to be like, yeah, I identify as female, yeah, let's go get us a shower in the women's dressing room, you know? Being little pervy little boys that we were.
How do you know that? I mean, okay, I hate to be this guy. How do we know that's not going on?
We don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I assume that it is, truthfully.
Like every movie where a woman pretends to be a man in a sports flick and she's looking around the locker room, like, what is it? She's the Man. And then you've got the Juana Man, and he's like looking at the girls inside the locker rooms. He got kicked out of the males basketball team, so he had to join the NBA, WNBA.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the NBA here in a little while.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sort of.
Sort of.
We're not really talking about the NBA. Nobody cares about that.
Nobody watches the baseball.
Bunch of nappy head. Oh, wait. That got uninspired. Yeah, who's going to fire me?
You're fired.
We got suspended from Spotify. That would just make our ratings go up. We would have 23 people then.
Woo, woo. We found another person in Canada that got Wi-Fi. Stumbled into our chat room and was like, gosh, this is terrible, eh?
It's like a bad car wreck. It's terrible. Can't stop listening.
I feel like I need to apologize.
Don't.
So, Brian is really wanting me to play this. And
was it Welcome Back?
No.
He did.
He did want me to play that. And I'm going to play just a minute of it. We started last week, and we had to end because of the fact that it didn't go well. As I said, the government got involved in our podcast last week and cut us off.
Okay.
Probably because of this. So if we get cut off again.
Damn you, government.
We know what's going to happen. Going disguised as a gentle breeze.
Cloud.
That's right. This is from a Church of Christ.
My favorite gospel song.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
I mean, it just gets worse from here, too.
Can you say that?
I mean, I can't. But this old white dude has no problem saying it. And it's like, there are zero. Guess what? Guess how many people are. Okay, I'll be woke for a second. How many people of color you think are in this church?
None.
Can I say, I'm going to say this. I am not African American, and I'm offended by this. I'm offended on so many levels by this whole thing.
Not only is this old white man doing it, it's old white woman in there as well.
Yes, there is. 4.7 million people on YouTube were not offended by it though because they watched it.
It's because they thought it was so funny. They had to show everybody.
Offended that there was a kid just walking down the road with a bullwhip.
Oh God! So Megan, my spouse, has just said the cracker. Well, we were trying to figure out what that noise was. So there's a kid with a bullwhip walking up our street.
Should we be concerned?
Do you want a gun?
I'm just concerned. Is there a bull somewhere?
No, it's probably one of them emus down the street from you that's out. You don't want that thing to be loose.
Things are deadly.
Yes, they are. Look out your eyes.
Sucker will kick you.
So back to the this for a moment though. This is like this has changed my life. This
how
song. It's brought me closer to God. Yeah. Brian and me decided we're converted.
What?
Christianity.
The real kind, not the fact that people do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're gonna join this church. It's let's see what it was called again. It's West Du Bois Second Church of Christ. And this is their youth outreach program.
I mean, we don't qualify because we're not youth.
And the church looks like it belongs on the Amityville Horror movie. I mean, it looks pretty rough. So, and they've put it out like 3 or 4 different times. They've called it Rapping for Jesus. And that's got 75 million views.
A scary looking building.
It is a scary looking building. It's
that's where
bad.
The murder took place. It's like some Salem witch trials looking shit.
They've got something going on.
They're rebranding.
It's like Salem's Lot.
Move aside, Jesus Lean. Hello, Jesus Christ, my friend.
So, anyways, we're about to wrap this particular show up, but what we do want to remind you, of course, that we have a Facebook, and that's Fat Bald and White. We have a Twitter at Fat Bald and White. We have a Patreon where we can get what?
Money.
What kind of money, Corey?
Internet money.
We want that internet money.
Hey, listeners, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, we need a dollar.
Or
10. Or 10 or million. 3 or
for every dollar y'all send me, Corey won't beat me.
and for everyone you don't, Corey will beat Brian 5 times. And I may join in. Right. Oh, where's that kid with the bullwhip?
Yeah, let's get him.
Let's get him up in here.
For every dollar you send, we'll get that kid with the bullwhip to beat Brian.
Yes.
This is where we do that like sad music like you see on those commercials where save the dogs or whatever.
He has PCA.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I'll work on that.
Any Sarah McLachlan song.
Yeah. For your donation of $1.
Yeah, for your donation of $1. We won't beat Brian to death.
Save this goat's life.
There we go. for your donation of $1. We won't beat Brian with a bullwhip in just a little bit. No one will kick him in the nuts for every $5 you send.
Please help.
Only you.
I've got this knife over here. I'm gonna stab him
with your help.
If nobody sends,
I will wake up in the morning.
You won't.
Please don't let him be harmed.
Save a Brian. Save a Brian.
Thank you, America.
Go to Patreon. Fat Bald.
We haven't even gotten laid yet, folks.
Speaking of that, getting Brian laid is like the hardest
more
task.
Penis pills? Penis
and more penis mighty. And one person that told me to go fuck myself. I have no clue who it was either. Because they deleted their, they deleted their end, and it's like from no email address.
Oh, okay.
I have no clue how it got there. It just says, fuck yourself.
He seems computer savvy.
So I don't think Larry's computer savvy. So the worst thing on the planet right now, you know what the worst thing on the planet right now is, Corey?
People not giving me a dollar for my our Patreon.
People in general.
Avocado toast.
No, the worst thing on the planet is the fact that not only did the first one fucking suck.
Okay.
We're going to make a second one.
What?
Space Jam.
Well, okay.
I like Space Jam.
I do too.
Loser.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
You're a loser.
No, you're the loser.
Anyways, Space Jam sucks.
Please, please, guys. Y'all both are losers.
Okay, I'm good with this.
Nobody's donated yet. I'm looking at Patreon, motherfuckers. Where's
ready.
That kid with the bullwhip?
Wait, if I give you guys $10, will you stop playing the song? I don't like her.
Yes. We'll play a different one.
If you give us $10 for 3 months, we'll send you new pictures of Corey's mom. Which is something we're going to talk about next episode.
Nice.
Not Corey's mom.
Not a whole lot to say.
No.
Anymore.
Just lays around. She makes a mess. We just sweep her up.
I hear like she might need some lotion.
Yeah, that's pretty dry. So, but yeah, the new Space Jam, it looks awful.
I'm not really.
And you know, this is the thing. Space Jam failed at being woke. It would have been in the WNBA if it was going to be woke.
Yeah, where's her at?
Yeah,
it's got Lola Bunny.
No, it should have been in the WNBA.
Lola Bunny last time.
So there you go, woke. If you're listening to us, wokes, you little woke troll shits, you should be mad right now. Yeah, you should be pissed off at whoever the fuck made Space Jam. Because
they didn't include Caitlyn
Jenner. That's right. Because they didn't include Caitlyn. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't think they included Caitlyn Jenner. But it should be Space Jam in the WNBA.
But then no one will watch it.
I know. Well, no one's going to watch
well,
it.
Well, I mean, yeah, because what's the name that's supposed, you know, like the first one, you had Michael Jordan. I imagine.
Oh, what's his name? LeBron James.
Okay.
Oh, he died.
Kobe Bryant died.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I almost made a racism, but I decided against it.
Oh, well, that's good. There is hope for him.
It was going to be a look the same one, but I gave up.
He left. Too late.
Yeah, never mind. Kudos, take him back. Repo kudos.
But yeah, so who would be the name that would be like, oh, okay, yeah. Michael, is it LeBron? Is it? I don't know.
LeBron James, yeah.
Okay.
They should have done it. I'm telling you. No, it would have been better.
Be?
No. Go ahead.
I mean, what are they going to do? Like, what you really say is like, you know, I don't know, Serena Williams and they do tennis?
No, nah,
but that's
done
not it. Really Space Jam.
They should have done the WNBA.
Space Wimbledon.
Yeah, he's busy doing those general commercials.
And Dr. Scholes.
Oh,
Shaq and Dr. Scholes.
He owns Papa John's. Right. Mm-hmm. He trained to wrestle. I think he trained MMA fight. He's a DJ. Films lots of shitty commercials.
He's got, that's a nice way of saying Shaq's broke. That's exactly what that's Shaq, about.
I think he Shaq owes the IRS.
No, Shaq owes the IRS.
That's what I heard.
He's got bills to pay. He works hard for somebody else's money.
It's like, is there an ex-wife and IRS stuff going on or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Will you help Shaq? Shaq needs your money.
Please go to Shaq's Papa John's.
Go to Shaq's Papa John's and let him make $2 off your $17 pizza. He really needs help. He's in a bad way. His ex bitch won't have his shit.
Please go and then go buy some more Dr. Scholes products.
Tiger Woods is gonna be in a bad way.
Yeah.
Why is this?
Not already?
He can't stop drinking and driving or popping pills.
Well, he did stop. It was just a rough stop.
Around the tree don't count. I'm like Whitney Houston. She stopped doing drugs.
Yeah, finally. So glad for her.
How many years sober now?
So is her daughter.
Oh.
So Shaq has a net worth of $400 million.
How much has he got net bills?
I don't know.
But that's why you do all those commercials. Sell your name out to everything.
Shaq owns various commercials. He owns various businesses, including Five Guys, Auntie Anne's Pretzels. Oh. And, yeah, that's it. He does not own the whole of Five Guys. He owns 155.
Is he one of the guys?
And 17. No, he's not one of the guys.
He's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's insane. That's a fantastic retirement plan there.
Black. No, backup guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys to take the spot. Oh,
okay.
He's the understudy of the five guys.
I bet they're like fat Midwesterners. Minnesotans.
What?
The five guys.
Oh, wait. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
We've gotten sound in.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a dollar, Brian.
No,
sorry.
No, we don't have a dollar. It's coming. We got sound in. I've just gotten word that Tiger Woods is coming to the house. He's mad. We made a comment about him, so he's coming to our house to kick our ass.
You don't know where we live?
He just sent me a message.
No way. We're going to run through the living room?
Maybe. Who oh, God. Oh, well, he's... Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Man.
He won't be playing golf this year. Oh, fuck, no. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, still going. Oh. And the pills fell out the window. My God. My God. Poor Tiger. Well, I guess he shouldn't have let his anger control his driving. So.
Or the drugs.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it for this edition of the Fat Walton.
Fat Walton.
Bye, John Boy.
It's time to say goodbye to the fat man and all his folks. If you stuck around this long, it's clear you can take a joke. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hostility. Jokes, that is. Offensive ones. They're kind of mean.